this season. And I'm going to grow. I'm going to advance, produce, succeed, rise, unfold, stretch, mature in this season. I'm a growing woman. Dear growing woman.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Woman podcast. How are you? You all right? I hope you are. Last week's episode was a phenomenal moment for me, and I'm excited to share this week because God has been doing his big thing. He has been giving confirmation after confirmation. He was not short of confirmations this week. If you have not listened to the other episodes, go back and listen to them. The Lord has really been confirming that I am in the right place at the right time. And I'm super excited about what God is doing. All right, let's jump right into this week's episode, Be Decided. It came to me after I have been wrestling with some things for quite some time, and the Lord has pretty much been very blunt with me. Make up your mind, be decided. So I was like, okay, God, you know, I'm gonna do that. And then, of course, like all of us in this human body, in this human frailty that we are, saying, okay, God, one time, all right, cool. Okay, God, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. All right, it's time to change this. And that's why I'm here, because we're going to do this together, all right? We're going to start in Daniel chapter 3. We're jumping right into when King Nebuchadnezzar set up a golden image. And he was pretty much like, whenever you hear music of any kind, fall down and worship this golden image. So we're going to pick up at verse 8. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. Snitches. Anywho. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon. They sound like haters, okay? I just wanted to get that off my chest. They sound like haters. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, in his emotions in that moment, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Gently put. All right, I stopped at verse 17. The word decided means to reach, to make, or come to a decision about something. The second definition of that means to bring to an end, settle conclusively. I want you to think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and their response to the king's command, their response to the king's request that they bow down to his gods, that they bow down to this image that he created. Their posture was never shaken. Not one time were they afraid of going into the furnace. Now, I know in our human frailty, like right now, right here, right now, we'll be like, nah, bruh, where's the image? and how low do I need to bow? That's not what God wants from us right now. How often do we bow down to things out of comfort, out of ease, out of avoiding conflict? But I want you to be settled in your surrender. You gave God your yes. Okay, God, I will obey. Cool. But now you're getting kind of antsy, right? We all get antsy sometimes. There is a certain space when you are in, when you are surrendering, there's a certain space that feels super uncomfortable. It's when we start rattling our environment. When we start rattling our environment, it causes us to enter this space of indecisiveness, going back and forth, debating. It is an enemy to our growth. It is an enemy to our development. It is an enemy to our maturity. How can we grow if we're indecisive about where and who we should be? If we keep finding ourselves in spaces, in communities that we don't belong in, in that indecisive state, it causes us to be stagnant. It causes us to be double-minded in all of our ways. And the word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not once in Daniel chapter 3 did you hear any of those Jewish boys, the Hebrew boys is what people call them, not one time did you see them get indecisive about what and who they believed. As a matter of fact, they said, you can throw me in there. And I still believe that if you throw me in there, that the God that I serve is still able to rescue us, because we're not bowing to that golden image. So for us right now, golden image could be culture. Like, our culture is full of so many things, and it's scary sometimes. The things that people play with, there are some things people do now that I was scared to do, okay? Because I didn't know. I didn't know, okay? I was like, I don't want the Lord to catch me right here, right now in this. But the things that our culture approves of and the things that our culture affirms, a lot of those things go directly against what it is that God has required of our yes. There's a scripture that it's not that what I'm doing is sinful. It's just that it's not expedient for me in the season that I'm in. And that is where you are. You have to recognize that. That in the season that you're in, that everything that flies in front of your eyes, everything that you scroll by, everything that you encounter, every community that you connect with, may not be expedient for where it is that God is taking you. And you got to be cool with that. When God says, yeah, that's cute, but that's not what I have for you. Or that's not where I want you to be. That's not where I want you to be connected. It's scary. And it could upset the environment around you. It could make people say, oh, well, she thinks this, or she thinks that, or she thinks she is this so much above us and better than us. And that's not it. It's just that, listen, where I am right now, I'm fragile, okay? I am fragile. And what I cannot afford to do is to allow my fragility to make me stay in a community that is not good for my growth and development and my maturity. Listen, my God, there are times when we just need to be settled in our surrender, even if that means that we are the minority. We might be the minority, and we might have people around us that might not understand where it is that God is taking us. And I want to free you today from feeling like you're a captive to those people. You're not captive to follow any person, any trend, anything in culture, any path that has been set before you. You are not captive to that if it goes directly against what the Lord is doing inside of you, what the Lord has said to you about who you are, about whose you are, about your purpose, about your call, about how He made you, how He built you, how He wired you. You're not held captive to any of those things. You are free, like for real, free to go, to do, and to be everything God predestined for you to be before you were ever a thought to your human parents. Man, as you read this scripture, you never heard them say anything about the people around them. Their focus was strictly on God. So my admonishment to you today is it does not matter who is around. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what your experiences are. I encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus. And I know I've probably said this in 5 or 6 podcasts in the past, but be decided today. I looked up a synonym for the word decided. One of the synonyms for the word decided is the word pronounced. What stuck out to me, it was very clear that those 3 boys in that scripture were pronounced. They were marked. They were marked. They were noticeable because of their decidedness, because of their decisiveness, because they made a choice and did not budge. They were not moved. They were not shaken. They made a choice and they were not going to be forced. They were not going to be harassed out of it either. And sometimes that's what the enemy does. He wears us thin, so thin that we just let everything fall, every standard, because I'm tired. It's kind of like, if you've ever had an experience with children, okay, let me tell you about children. Tell you what children do, okay. Children will ask you, kids will ask you 55 gajillion times the same question until you change your mind. And because they get on our nerves so bad, it's just kind of like, okay, go ahead. But God is saying, it doesn't matter how many times the enemy comes with some bait. It doesn't matter how many times the enemy comes with a trinket that seems like it's the ultimate prize. It will never, ever compare to what God has for you on the other side of this. Never. Never. And I'm sitting here now because I told you that this podcast is not just for you, it's for me. This is how I'm processing where I currently am. This is real time. It can get messy, but it requires a humble heart. It requires you acknowledging that you are nothing without Him, that you can do nothing without Him, and that you can be nothing without Him. So in this season of just being who you are, be who you are in Christ. It's His story that He attached to your life. He predestined your life before you were ever considered in the mind of a man and a woman. Before they chose your name, He had already written your story. Before they had their interaction, He had already written your story. You are pronounced. You are marked. Be decided, sis. Be decided. You stand out anyway. Newsflash, you don't fit in. And that's cool because there are other people just like you in this same space. God, what is next? God, who am I? How am I supposed to show up here? God, how am I supposed to maneuver and move here? My encouragement to you is to keep your eyes up. Like, just keep your eyes up. Somebody told me to keep my focus up and not look around at the foolishness that could be happening around me. And in that moment, I felt like, but I'm supposed to be concerned about all the things. And you, quite frankly, you can't be concerned about everything. You cannot be concerned about everything. Some things are just best left in the Lord's hands. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They left the furnace in the Lord's hands. They left it in His hands because they knew that even if God decided to allow them to be martyred for His sake, that He would get the glory from that. But what did the Lord do? the Lord showed up in the furnace with them. Mind you, the people who threw them in the furnace burned up and died. What? They came out and were not scorched. They were not singed. They were not burned in any way. My God. What happens when you get decided? What happens when I am decided? What happens when we come together as a community and are decided? We will not be shaken because of what we see around us. We're not doing it. We are decided. We are decided. And we're going to walk this journey out together. All right? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you so very much for just this time, this moment. And I say that a lot, that I'm thankful for the moments, because these moments are liberating to me. And I pray, Lord, for the people who will hear it later on, that these words will be freeing to them as well. I thank you that your purpose for us, your plans for us, will prevail over all as we make decisions, as we become a decided people to follow you and you alone, as we become a decided people to trust you, to have faith in you, as we become a decided people to set our eyes, our gaze, our focus on you. As we walk through this season of just being who it is that you created us to be, showing up 100% as who we authentically are, God, I pray that you would grace us to be able to handle the scrutiny, to be able to handle tough moments, the challenging moments, even handle at times the loneliness that comes with our yes, with us just being who it is that you created us to be. Full out, 100%. And I pray, Father, that you would be with us, that you would guide us, and that we will be so close to you that we can hear the very pulse of your heart. I pray, Father, that we'll be able to walk in stride with you, that we'll be able to rest in stride with you, that we'll be able to move in stride with you, that we'll be so aligned with you that we will not do anything apart from your presence. Thank you so much for each person listening. And I pray, God, that you will bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.